talking with business futurist and innovator Morris Misolowski. How are you, Morris? How did your break go?
It was wonderful, and welcome to the future, Anthony. 2016, yeah. Quite incredible.
I know, and you've got a couple of things to tell us about that happened at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas on the weekend.
Absolutely. So this is Nerdvana. I mean, this is absolutely where geeks and nerds go every year to look at what's going to come out over the following year. And it's been the space where we have literally learned about the microwave the first time, the VHS. So most of the major technology that you and I have seen over the last 40 years has come from CES show. Has 170,000 people attended, literally, without exaggerating, every hotel room in Las Vegas is booked out for it. 3,500 exhibitors. So they had some interesting trends. It lasted for 3 days and finished last Friday in America. But it gives us a real snapshot of where the major manufacturers, the brands, the things you and I go into retail stores, what it is that they think we're going to be buying over the next 12 months from them.
Okay, so what am I going to be spending my money on?
Perhaps not first off in the next 12 months, but pretty close down the track, one of the big themes this year was cars of the future. Cars have only come into CES in the last couple of years, and this year it had an entire pavilion, and all of the major car manufacturers were there showing us mostly the autopilot stuff, the stuff you and I have talked about before, where we can jump into a vehicle, it knows where we want to go and where it can drive itself. But there were all kinds of versions of those sorts of machines, smaller, larger, things that could do more and do less. None of them intended for the road this year, although Tesla claims by 2018 they'll have a car that can do it. Problem is that cars' laws and insurance won't allow it to happen yet, but that was one of the major themes. Another one that, again, we've spoken about, but this year will be the big breakout year for it. Absolutely, there'll be the Christmas stocking stuffers. Sounds early in January saying that, but it will be of this year. And that's virtual reality headsets. The headset that you and I will put on, like a ski mask, perhaps a helmet type thing, get rid of the real world and see a whole lot of stuff inside of it. There were tons of them at CES, all kinds of different brands. The Oculus Rift, which is one of the better known brands of it, bought by Facebook for over $1 billion 2 years ago, will have its first retail version out this year. It was a bit more expensive than we thought it would be. It's coming out at somewhere about $550 US. And in that space, we'll be able to take ourselves to virtual worlds, like a holodeck, if you remember back to Star Trek. Quite an experience, and see lots of those this year as Samsung, Sony, and all the others bring them out as well.
Fantastic. Talking with Morris Misolowski, business futurist and innovator, who is telling us about some of the consumer electronic show gadgets that have come out in Las Vegas on the weekend, or that they're talking about that will be coming out. And we'll come back and talk about a couple of more of those after this next song. Back talking with business futurist and innovator Morris Misolowski about the Consumer Electronics Show that was in Las Vegas on the weekend. Got a couple of more gadgets and things to tell us about, Morris.
Yep, so we're talking about the major themes of the CES, and one of the themes is something that we saw a bit of towards the end of last year, and that was drones. Just droning on about drones, and lots of different variations of them, but the most extraordinary one was from a company called Ehang. It's a Chinese company, and it's a manned drone, literally a one-person copter that you can sit in, exactly like the drone you might think of, you know, with the four little rotors on either side, but large enough to hold a person inside, and it is maneuvered in exactly the same way as a drone with a joystick. Now, only problem with that is it looks great, but you can't fly it anywhere in the world because no one will let you yet. So we'll wait and see what happens with those. The drones are incredible, and I had a lot of conversations over the holiday while you and I were apart around drones in agriculture, and I think we should pick that up in a couple of weeks. Some really interesting things will be done on farms and other places with them.
Terrific. What's another one?
Streaming was another one, another big theme. Now, streaming, of course, is this new thing to Australia, where you and I can get television shows and all kinds of things on our smart devices, computers and whatever else, instead of watching free-to-air television. There were lots of new conversations around streaming, the devices that we'll be able to see them on, the shows that we're going to see. YouTube's going to be a big player. They want to be a big player anyway in the next year. And we'll see lots of companies beyond Netflix and others coming into this space. Again, another interesting thing for rural areas as well, because it has really good access to content that's global. You no longer need to worry just about free-to-air. So I think that one will be an interesting one to watch as well. One of the others that I love is the rise of personal robots, which we'll start to see this year. Now, they're not going to be the R2-D2 things that we might have thought of in science fiction running around our homes. but we saw a whole slew of them at the end of last year, and this year in retail we're going to see a number of them come in under $1,000. One of them that's really interesting is called Jibo, J-I-B-O, and that's a little device. It doesn't run around, it stands still, but it has a head of a round head, and it is able to read your emails to you, SMS, have limited conversations like with a Siri type device, one of those devices we can talk to. But it's intriguing, not so much for what it is today, but for what it will be in 5 years when it becomes ordinary for most of us, and 10 years when it just becomes something we think we've always had. It was very interesting to see lots of those come about. For me, the overall thing about CES was very much about the connectedness and the rise in the use of this type of technology. It's very much now about experience, and that's where technology's headed. It's not about trying to find things, store things, give it to us on different devices. It's all about the experience that you and I will have on technology, and that's the horizon for the next couple of years.
Great to talk with you, Morris. Look forward to talking again soon.
Look forward to it as well.
Now, where can we get some more information?
It's businessfuturist.com.